As you may have heard, there's a little old football game this weekend, and two brothers are coaching on either side of the field. But we're not going to go into the sports line on this. Only fools will actually bet on the Super Bowl. The real money is on stupid bets. Now, if you're not familiar, they're called prop bets, which lets you bet on nonsense that surrounds the game. Here are four actual bets that you can make on various online sports books. Will Beyonce show cleavage during her first song? Will both coaches wear hats? How long will the national anthem last? And finally, this is my favorite. What color Gatorade will be dumped on the winning coach? They've got betting lines on 7 different colors of Gatorade. I didn't know there were 7 colors of Gatorade. In other Super Bowl news, there's a company called Centerplate. It's providing the food at the Superdome for this Sunday's game. Here are facts about the stadium food. Get this now. The most expensive food at the game is a golf shrimp cocktail. $30 for football food. The cheapest? Nachos. That'll run you $8. Fans at the game are expected to eat 10,000 pounds of golf shrimp, 700 gallons of gumbo, and 3,000 pounds of alligator sausage. I'll be real honest. The only reason I talked about all this is if you'll remember back to Monday, I said the Monday following the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. Well, there may be an indication that folks in Washington listen to this little old radio program. There is a petition on the White House website calling for declare the Monday following the Super Bowl a national holiday. Google it. See for yourself. So far, the petition has more than 10,000 signatures. It only needs another 100,000 by February 23rd to get an official response from the Obama administration. See, by listening to this station, you're well in front of the curve. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Have a great weekend. That's my commentary.